We see them every day. The man standing along the freeway ramp asking for money. The woman dressed in layers pushing a shopping cart. People walking into libraries carrying bags stuffed with personal belongings. Comments are made among coworkers, friends, and family. It seems many people are talking around the issue of homelessness, but not really talking about it. Today we start a week-long series called Homeless in Plain Sight. KJZZ's Christina Estes begins with an overview of homelessness in the Valley.
The person you may think is homeless may not be. Just because someone is holding a sign that reads, "Homeless, please help," doesn't mean it's true.
I definitely think you have to separate panhandlers from people experiencing homelessness. There are people that experience homelessness that panhandle, but not everybody that panhandles is experiencing homelessness.
Ann Scott is the Human Services Planner for the Maricopa Association of Governments, known as MAG. Working with municipalities, nonprofits, and other groups, MAG serves as the lead agency on developing homeless policies.
At any one point in time, we generally have about 6,000 people that are homeless.
That includes people both in and out of shelters. MAG's numbers come from what's called the point-in-time count. One morning a year, volunteers spread out across the county to determine how many people are homeless during a given point in time. Over the past 4 years, the number of people living on the streets has nearly doubled to a little more than 2,000. Scott thinks the higher number could be due to improved counting techniques.
Hi, how you doing, sir? Hi, my name is Matt, and I'm a volunteer with the Homeless Street Count.
This MAG training video encourages teams to gather information, which is used to offer services, and compile data on subcategories for people with histories of mental illness, substance abuse, and military service.
It's up to you if you participate, but it would be helpful for us if you would.
The count is used to get federal money. Communities must follow the Department of Housing and Urban Development's definition of homelessness. Simply put, a person who lacks a fixed, regular, and adequate nighttime residence is considered homeless. MAG gets about $26 million a year in federal funds and distributes it to more than 40 local programs. HUD wants communities to focus on two areas: rapid rehousing, which includes short-term help like utility or rent assistance, and permanent supportive housing, which can involve a lifetime of services and housing for the chronically homeless.
Hey, brother.
Hey, guys.
What's going on,
guys,
man?
How you doing?
How's the foot doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's relaxing.
Right,
my
right.
Water.
Stephen probably falls into the chronically homeless category. On a recent weekday, he was sitting on a park bench in downtown Phoenix with a faded hospital ID bracelet on his wrist, and flies buzzing around his thick silver hair.
You still got time to go.
An outreach team encourages Stephen to get a free lunch at St. Vincent de Paul.
Yeah, I'm getting relaxed. I did a little bit, so I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Last week when we talked, you were working with somebody on housing, correct?
Yeah, low income.
What's
apartment.
Going on with that? Where, how was that?
It takes a while.
Convincing Stephen and others who've been homeless for a long time to move into permanent housing can be challenging. So can finding landlords. While federal law prohibits discrimination based on things like race, gender, and disabilities, landlords can reject people with bad credit histories or criminal backgrounds, even if they show up with housing vouchers provided by MAG.
We're really working with people with very complex needs. What we're doing is by resolving their housing and wrapping supportive services around them, that impacts savings in the healthcare industry, in your law enforcement budget.
The U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, which coordinates the federal response, set a goal to end chronic homelessness this year.
Ending chronic homelessness would mean that we have enough units that for every person that we have identified as experiencing chronic homelessness, we have enough resources to end their homelessness.
MAG is not on track to end chronic homelessness this year, but Scott believes there will come a time when the Valley has a system in place so anyone who is homeless and wants help can get it. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And now KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me to talk about the series. Christina, what sparked the idea? Was there some kind of an event or report that triggered it?
Neither. It was actually the constant comments I heard from so many people. Friends, family, police, business owners. Everyone seems to be saying, hey, we have a problem, so we wanted to address it.
You started with what's generally considered the basics of reporting, gathering numbers and statistics, right?
Yes, I quickly learned, though, there is no one location where you can find solid numbers. Just trying to figure out how many people are experiencing homelessness is challenging because people move around, so the numbers are always changing. Then there are different funding sources. While I'm able to tell you that federal, state, and local governments contribute about $35 million a year, we don't have a total dollar amount on private donations or how that money is spent.
Well, did you at least find some clarity on whether the problem is getting better or worse?
No on that one, too. I talked with a couple of people involved on the social service side. Both said the number of homeless people is going down. They say they're getting more people into housing. But then when I talk with people from the city of Phoenix, they say they are seeing an influx of homeless people. It's reached the point that the city's proposed budget calls for spending $500,000 on homeless outreach. Now, that money would come from the Human Services Department's current budget, so it's not new money. They're shifting things around. Director Mo Gallego says instead of filling 6 vacant positions, the money would go to hire a private company to hit the streets and offer services.
You know, there aren't any new monies. We don't have any surplus of funds, so we have to make really hard decisions about what we're doing now and how can we change that model to be able to do something different.
Doing something different also means working together, according to Phoenix Vice Mayor Laura Pastor.
When I first entered the city, I felt that departments were operating in a silo fashion. And now we are collaborating in a way where what resources do you have? How can you help? What resources do we have? No, we have this. And so now they're collectively talking to one another and pulling all resources together.
You'll hear about those resources as we continue our series. You'll also hear how business owners and neighborhoods are being affected.
And coming up tomorrow, reporter Annika Klein will introduce us to some people who are experiencing homelessness. In addition to our radio stories, we have more information, photos, and videos at homeless.kjzz.org. And Christina Estes, thank you.
You're welcome.